The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem, present him to the Lord, just as is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, according to the dictate and the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, waiting the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death, or he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple. When the parents brought in the child Jesus before him, the custom of the law in regard to him, took him into his arms and blessed God, say, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed what was said about him. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, to be a sign that would be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce. The thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and praying. Coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. They had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord. They returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom. The favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is a very special weekend for us here in South Pasadena, as we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. And we're so very blessed to be part of this parish, are we not? I've only been here 3 months, but let me tell you, this is a very special place, and I'm glad God called me here. So I'm still trying to get to know you all, so I want you guys to stand up right now, okay? Trust me, I'm not going to do anything crazy, I promise, all right? If you've been a member of this parish for a year or longer, remain standing. 5 years or longer, remain standing. 10 years or longer. 15 years or longer. 20 years or longer. 25 years or longer. Sound like an auctioneer, huh? 30 years or longer. You guys have a lot of longevity at this mass. 35 years or yet longer. 40 years. 45. 50. 55. Okay, it's getting good now. 60 years. 65. How many are for you? 67 for you? And for 70. All right, so give yourselves a round of applause, okay? The record was last night, 78 years. Wow. And the reason I had you do that is because this is our family, is it not? This church is our family. And what makes this parish special is not the beautiful building. Of course, we thank God for that, but it's all of you. God's people. We come and go to the priests. Our employees come and go. But it's you, God's people, that make this place holy. And you think about all the different events that have happened in your lives through the years where you came here, the joyful moments, the sad and difficult moments, but yet you turned to your faith. And we pray in a special way today that God blesses this wonderful parish for many more years to come. But besides this beautiful parish that we call home, we're also blessed with people in our lives that we call family, do we not? Some are blood relatives, some are friends that become family. And a Christmas miracle happened in my own family on Christmas Eve. They came to Mass here for the very first time, and we ate together in the rectory, and there wasn't one argument. That's, if you get a Latin family together without one argument, right? And they loved being here, and they loved the parish. And, you know, my niece, we walked to the rectory. My eighth-grade niece said, "Uncle Ricky, you upgraded, right?" She saw the rectory and said, "What are you talking about, Malia?" But when my mom and I would say goodbye to my family, my mom and I hugged each other extra tight because, you see, on Christmas Eve morning, my mom and I got into a big argument. It was actually after this Mass, the 8 o'clock Mass, and the argument was over the stupidest thing. It was over the tamales. Because you see, a very generous parishioner last Sunday, unannounced, brought me 3 dozen tamales. And so I called my mom and dad and said, "Hey guys, I have enough food, we're good." And my mom said, "So you mean to tell me that your dad and I woke up at 4:30 this morning? I waited in line for an hour, and now you're telling me you don't need the tamales that I picked out?" And we started to bicker and argue, and, you know, but that's what families do, do we not? We love our families, but we're imperfect. We all have different personalities and, you know, different things that test our water, get our blood going. And of course, we laughed about that because my mom and I can't stay mad at each other for longer than 5 minutes. It's just our relationship, right? But as we celebrate the Holy Family this weekend, we acknowledge that our families are different. Our families have many different blessings and different struggles, but we're all part of God's family. Doesn't matter who you are and what life you live, you are welcome in God's family. And as we celebrate the Holy Family today, we're reminded that we are called to make our own families holier. And we make our families holier by choosing to be the best people that we could be every day. And we do that by being patient with one another. Now, I could be the most patient priest on earth, but my mom will tell me, she calls, and within 3 seconds, my patience is gone, right? Moms, you have a way of doing that to your kids, right? And vice versa. We have a way of testing your patience. She laughs. She goes, "You're so patient with everybody else but me, right?" So I need to work on that. We all need to work on being patient with one another, right? Sometimes we misunderstand each other. And, you know, and so patience. You look at the patience that Mary and Joseph had. That example they give to us. The strength of our Blessed Mother, who was so very patient. We also need to practice forgiveness, don't we? We hold grudges sometimes over stuff that maybe we don't even remember why we're holding a grudge, right? So if we expect Jesus to forgive us, we need to forgive. That's not going to mean you're going to forget or that it's going to be easy. Forgiveness is very hard. It's very hard to do. But we need to pray for those who have hurt us. It's tough. But that's what our Lord is calling us to do. We make our families holier by doing exactly what you're doing right now. By praying. By coming together. I told my priest buddies this. I've been in 4 different churches now. I've never seen a parish this busy on Christmas. Christmas Eve, it was like thousands of people. It was wonderful to see the families praying together and praying together as God's people. But we need to do that when we leave the church too, praying before a meal, you know, checking on that loved one. Maybe you're going to pray with them quickly over the phone. Husbands and wives should try to pray together. We should try to pray together as a family, pray together with whoever you call family. It doesn't have to be somebody you live with. We also need to spend time together, don't we? I'm lucky. Father and Andrew and I, we've actually known each other for 10 years. We actually get along, right? That's a good thing. So we enjoy spending time together. I always tell people the original reality show should be the priest in the rectory, because you're just thrown into people with your brothers, right? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And I love Monsignor Clement. It's wonderful. We love spending time together. But what happens when we spend time together in our culture now? What often happens is we're on these phones, are we not? So let's challenge each other when we're spending time together to actually give each other that quality time. And finally, as we celebrate the Holy Family, we're called to do good works together. I was having a bad day. I think it was the Thursday before Christmas, right? You ever had a day in the office where it seems like everything's going wrong, right? You've been there, right? And I had a moment thinking, Lord, why did you send me to this parish? It seemed like everybody was complaining that day. Nobody at the 8 o'clock Mass, though, I'm sure, all right? You've been there, right? Where you're just having a rough day. And in walks this family from Venezuela that had left Venezuela in September and finally arrived to the United States. Here we are, a Holy Family story in our midst, right? Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Mom, dad, and a son. And I was speaking to them in Spanish. I brought him in my office. And instantly, I asked, you know, he was 14 years old. And he was so proud. I asked him how old he was in Spanish, and he answered in English. He was very proud of that. And I asked him, what is your favorite sport? He said, in Venezuela, we like baseball more than soccer, right? So I said, well, who's your favorite team? He goes, the Dodgers. And if you've been in my office, there's a few Dodger things, right? And it was almost God humbling me, saying, don't sweat the small stuff. But we get so worked up over things we can't control. Our mission is to help one another. And that's what we're called to do in our families. And I was so proud of all of you. So many people stepped up to help this family by finding housing, finding food. And it touched my heart to see the goodness in so many of our parishioners. So we have a big, big obligation because we are called and named after the Holy Family. You can't get much better than Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my friends. But because we're part of the special parish, and you stood up with pride a few minutes ago, we are called to bring the holiness and the beauty of this parish to those around us. So does it matter who you are, single, married, divorced, what the color of your skin is? You are part of God's family. And may you know how loved you are by God today as we celebrate the Holy Family. And I want you to know, as your priest, I see the good in each and every one of you. And I'm glad you're different, because that's how God made us. So let's go out, be the best parishioners that we could be, so that we could truly set the world on fire. Amen?
Amen.
So I want us right now to think of one way that we can change our lives so that we could be a better disciple and to truly live out the message of the Holy Family.